This here's a public service announcement brought to you by Horn Toad Emporium. Knives and gifts is what they sell. They located inside the Flying J truck stop just west of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Today's public service announcement has to do with knife safety. Here we go. Hey, you know what I bring to a knife fight?
No, what?
Tennis shoes, because mama didn't raise no fool. That was a public service announcement brought to you by Horn Toad Emporium, where they sell knives and pet supply. And their motto is, if we ain't got it, pick something else. Hey, there's another call. Bubba P. Waters Radio Trucking Show, you on the air with Bubba. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bubba.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, I've got a bit of a problem, sir.
What is it?
Well, every time I go to the scale house, they all the time taking me around back and inspecting my truck.
So, what you want me to do about it?
Well, isn't this an advice show for truckers?
Well, I never thought of it that way. Okay, what you want?
Well, what should I do?
Well, I tell you what I do. I tote around a dead skunk and put them up there on top of the reefer tank. That way they get nowhere near my truck. Now, if some old boy with a gun and a badge is asking you to come into a little room or sit in his patrol car, here's what you do. Get your old hunting vest and find you a dead skunk and put it in one of them big-ass pockets and wear it on into that little scale house room or sit in the patrol car with it on. You'll be promptly uninvited into that little scale house or that patrol car. Yes, folks, take it from me, Bubba P. Water. A dead skunk in a hunting vest can be a trucker's best friend.
Really?
What do you think, feller? I'm just sitting around with nothing to do and make this stuff up? Now, the next caller, we gonna give away a brand new 1999 fully decked out chicken trucks. Do we have any callers?
Hello, hello, did I get it? Did I get it?
No, you didn't. You ain't the first.
Yeah, Bubba, did I win? Did I win?
Nope, you ain't the first neither.
Uncle Bubba.
By golly, we got us a winner. And if it ain't my little niece, Hallie Rose. You got a joke for me, darling?
How come a chicken cross the road?
That's a tough one. How come a chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Well, you go think about it, girl. Get back with us. Have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Nighty-night, sweetie. What do you know about that, boys? Our little two-year-old niece wins that 1999 chicken truck. She'll be the only two-year-old with a $300,000 dollhouse in the county.